Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, September 9th, and we are seeing some green on the screen. Futures are pointing to a slightly higher open, trying to build on yesterday's momentum.
That's right. We saw the NASDAQ Composite carve out a new record high yesterday, and it feels like that tech-driven energy is trying to stick around. But, you know, the overall feeling is more like cautious optimism. The market is in a really tight consolidation phase.
Coiled like a spring waiting for a catalyst?
Exactly. Volatility is super low, which suggests traders aren't panicking, but they're not exactly piling in either. Everyone is just waiting for the big inflation numbers later this week.
Right. We have the Producer Price Index, or PPI, tomorrow, followed by the big one, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, on Thursday. That's going to be pivotal for what the Fed does next.
It really is. The market has fully priced in a 25 basis point rate cut for the September meeting, but this week's data will shape expectations for October and December. Any surprise could really move the needle.
Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves, let's look at what's happening right now. We did get one piece of economic data this morning.
Yes, the NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index. It ticked up to 100.8 from 100.3. A nice little beat, showing small business owners are feeling a bit better. It's positive, but it's not the main event.
Not at all. The main event today is all about big tech. We have two massive headlines to watch.
Let's start with Oracle, ticker ORCL. The stock is already trading higher this morning, up about 0.8%. Their earnings report is out after the close, and it's probably the most anticipated release of the whole week.
And then there's Apple, AAPL. Their annual September event kicks off at 1 p.m. Eastern. We're expecting to see the new iPhone 17 unveiled. Interestingly, the stock is actually down a bit in the pre-market, about 0.4%.
That's the classic buy the rumor, sell the news jitters. Happens all the time with these product launches. The real test will be the reaction during and after the event.
All right, let's pivot to the big pre-market movers because we have some absolute rockets and some serious drops. Where should we start?
Let's start with the winners. Wolfspeed, ticker WOLF, is on an unbelievable tear, gapping up almost 66%.
Wow, 66%. What's the story there?
They received court approval for their reorganization plan. The company expects to emerge from the Chapter 11 process in the next few weeks, and the market is clearly thrilled about it.
That's a huge turnaround story. We're also seeing major M&A action. Tourmaline, TRML, is up nearly 58% after getting a buyout offer from Novartis.
And another big merger, Tech Resources, TECK, is up over 14%. They're combining with Anglo-American in a merger of equals. Big moves in the material space.
Okay, now for the other side of the coin. Who's in the penalty box this morning?
Well, Core and Main CNM is getting absolutely crushed. The stock is down over 13%. They beat on earnings per share, but they missed on revenue and, crucially, guided their future revenue below what analysts were expecting. The street is punishing them for it.
A miss and a weak guide is a brutal combination. I'm also seeing SailPoint, SAIL, down almost 6%. Is that a similar story?
Very similar. They beat on their top and bottom lines, but their third quarter revenue guidance came in below consensus. It's all about forward-looking statements right now, and any sign of weakness is getting sold off.
Got it. Let's quickly hit the analyst calls. I see Dick's Sporting Goods, DK's is having a good morning, up about 1.8%.
Yep. That's on an upgrade to buy from neutral at Citigroup. They set a $280 price target. On the flip side, Lululemon, LULU, is seeing a downgrade to sector weight at KeyBank, so that's one to watch for potential weakness.
So let's tie this all together. With futures pointing up but the market in this holding pattern, what's the game plan for traders at the open?
The key is to be nimble and respect the key levels for the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the support to watch is around that $649 mark. If it breaks below that, we could see more selling. On the upside, resistance is near 650 to 651. A break above that with some real volume could signal the next leg up.
So the takeaway is that momentum is still with tech, but be cautious, given the mixed signals and the major data coming up.
Exactly. This is not the time to chase extended moves. Focus on names with clear momentum, use those key levels for your entries, and keep your stops tight. Today is about watching the intraday action around the Apple event and positioning for the real fireworks after the inflation reports. Be patient and let the market tell you where it wants to go.
Excellent advice. Patience and discipline are key. That's your morning dose. You're all set for the opening bell. Thanks for tuning in. and we'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action.